dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, we have a good lesson in the readings on a couple of spiritual problems that are sort of polar opposites, but they have the same root cause. And this is illustrated in the two churches addressed in the reading from the book of Revelations. And then we have in the gospel with Zacchaeus an example of the healthy spirit that avoids the two problems. So what are these two problems? Well, in the church of Sardis, the problem there is the spirit of activism, which is a sort of band-aid or anesthesia for the problem of spiritual emptiness. Our Lord recognizes their works. I know your works, that you have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. This is the problem that we run the risk of falling into this problem of activism as a means of kind of appeasing our conscience if we are spiritually, I don't want to say dead because that's but let's just use that word for because it does make the point clearly. We can do many good things, but they're sort of an empty or minimally meritorious activity if it's not the fruit of prayer, the fruit of a union with God. I mean, we know the right things that we should do, but unless we're doing them for the right reason, they don't bear the fruits because they're not coming from God. They're coming from our own attempt to make ourselves feel better. And then in Laodicea, they have the opposite problem exteriorly, apathy. They've become complacent. They're wealthy. And their practice of the religion is sort of a cultural demonstration, but it doesn't have energy. And in the commentary that I looked at, the Church of Laodicea was a town based on, their industry was based on medicine and banking. And so that's the imagery used here that our Lord says, I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments to put on so that your shameful nakedness may not be exposed, and buy ointment to smear on your eyes so that you may see. So, you know, gold referring to the banking, the white garment and the ointment referring to the medicine, but it has to come from the Lord and it has to be real charity, not simply a means of living. So these two towns referred to in the book of Revelation, their churches, the church of Sardis and Laodicea, are warned against this spiritually impoverished form of religion that is exteriorly in appearance very Christian, but lacking the spirit itself that we get through prayer and through discernment of God's will in union with Christ. And then in the gospel, there's Zacchaeus, who appearances would say is not a very good Christian. That's what the people think, and they grumble. Well, he's a sinner. But he has demonstrated his repentance and conversion. He perhaps in the past defrauded people, but upon meeting Jesus, his immediate response is, I'm changing, Lord. I'm going to do everything right, and I'm going to make reparation for the wrong I've done. And he's sincere, and the Lord then gives him this wonderful praise and confirmation. Today, salvation has come to this house because this man, too, is a descendant of Abraham. Abraham is lauded for his faith in God. He's the father, our father in faith. So, brothers and sisters, in America today, we run the risk of both of the problems listed or referred to in Revelations today. We are a wealthy nation. Historically, in the last century, in our lifetime, one of the richest countries in the world, so relatively most of us are quite comfortable. But we have to be on guard against allowing our comfort to lull us into a sort of indifference about the plight of others and also the need that we have by discerning God's will to do the work of serving Christ in the poor and in those who have need, and that this is not something we do because it looks good or it's trendy, but because it is the authentic expression of our religion in service. So, brothers and sisters, in a broader sense, let us be on guard against compensating for spiritual illnesses that rather we need to seek to healing. We need healing, and we will get that healing through a sincere pursuit of Christ through prayer and discerning his will and being open to changing our ways, stepping out of our comfort zone so that we can bear fruit and enjoy salvation. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Good Counsel, assist us in this spiritual labor of love and seeking, and guide us to her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be Jesus and Mary.